Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, it's such a beautiful song. All right, draft day is upon us. If you want our complete breakdown of Jerami Grant trade, odyssey.com Rewind. It's free. It's there for you. But one note, the breakdown is simple. It's like Troy just passed up any good return because he wanted cap space. Why? Because you're getting DeAndre Ayton. It's pretty clear. The Suns are not going to max him out. They don't want him. They don't value him. Woj bomb last night. They don't value him as a max player. Are the Suns stupid? Yes, they are. Is DeAndre Ayton Mikal Bridges' best friend? Is it going to disrupt chemistry? Yes, it will. Robert Sarver, cheap scumbag. The point is, you're getting Ayton. So now we turn our attention to the draft tonight. And this is where it gets really dicey. Because even if I work my way around my concerns about DeAndre Ayton, odyssey.com Rewind, I can't work my way around certain things. And I am very open with you guys. And if my opinions are anything other than strong, I'm not doing my job. Some will be right. Some will be wrong. I am in an anyone but Keegan mindset. If it was Jaden Ivey, fine. For the shade and sharp people out there, you want to swing for the fences, take the mystery man, fine. Dick Mathurin, attorney at law, fine. Chet falls because he's got like one kidney and no brain, fine. I'll do whatever, but I will not take an old man at number five overall.
Is there anything Keegan Murray can do to win you over?
Time machine, be 19 years old.
So it's just because
he's 22,
been in college.
He played for Iowa. He doesn't play any defense, and I don't like Iowa players.
So if they get a Baji with their second, let's say they get a second first round pick, are you okay with him?
No. No, Keegan Murray, listen to me. Keegan Murray's the new Shane Battier. You cannot take players who have hit their ceiling at this high in the draft. It's a losing move. It's a Kings move. Everything about the NBA, now, and again, a lot of people go, well, don't they do the same thing in the NFL? No, they don't. The NFL, you could take a Justin Herbert, and he walks in the league, and he's awesome. You take quarterbacks, you're giving them 1 year of an internship and then they need to be Pro Bowlers. In the NFL, it's a different draft. The NBA is all about upside, the unseen, the exciting. You are drafting someone on the promise of tomorrow. NFL, I can walk in at number nine, take Patrick Surtain. Why? Certified badass. Put him on the field, certified badass. The NBA, I'm taking you now and you're naked and homeless. Because in 3 years, you're Rick Ross and you have 38 cars. I am not. The Pistons need stars. I don't need a good guy. I don't need a rotational player. I don't need a 7-10 year vet. I need a star. And the opportunity cost is I may draft a bum. But I'm going to swing. Because while I got Cade, we got to swing for the stars that I can get him his Jaylen Brown or his Jason Tatum or his Jimmy Butler, you know. Players are in the playoffs this year. Right. Rico, I can't take Keegan Murray.
If you're going to swing for the fences, I'd take Shaedon Sharpe. If that's the mindset, and it's not a – but if that's what Troy Weaver's going to do, you're right. Take Sharpe. He's the biggest unknown in this draft. He could take off.
Look, I think the hybrid –
or we could end up making fun of him in a year.
The hybrid is Benedict Mathurin. When you really look at this, you're putting a fit next to Cade. Now, again, Mathurin, 19, 1 year in college, not an old man. He's a two guard. He is not a point guard. He is not a ball dominant guard. Freak athlete? Check. Has 3-point ability? Check. multiple years of delicious development ahead of him. Check. I'll never get over getting screwed in the lottery and I don't get to draft Jabari or Chet or Jaden. But I would take Benedict Mathurin and just say, okay, let's go.
And not to hijack the segment, but it just got me to thinking.
This is an epiphany moment, David.
Because Benedict Mathurin has kind of been rising up the chart. He was initially kind of 10th pick overall.
8, 11, 9.
Now, you know, we're going to settle for him with Detroit. Any way the Sacramento falls in love with him.
I just haven't
heard. And he moves up to 4.
I haven't heard a word of it. Listen, it's a no-brainer if Jaden's there at 5, I'm taking it.
Right, I'm saying, what if Sacramento's like, you know what? He fits in better with what we have.
Why can't Sacramento just take Keegan Murray? He belongs in a Kings uniform. He is a Sacramento King.
I'm just saying, Mathurin is just a guy that his stock is rising, that maybe it's enough that Pistons get lucky and they take him off your hands.
So let me ask the people, Rico, 248-539-9797. No, you're not wrong, because if anyone does it, it's the Kings all loaded up on Blue Magic. What are you okay with tonight, people? Like, tonight they announce blank, and you're okay with it. Is there one player that makes you want to squeeze lemons in your eyes? Yeah, Keegan Murray. I don't want him. Why? It's a principal matter. And there are lots of people who agree with me in the league. Of course Keegan's going to go high. It's not a great draft. But if I'm running a team, I'm never taking a player who's 22 years old in the top 5, top 7, top 10. I'm not doing it. Because it's been proven time and again that those players, it's a sunk cost. Look, the NBA, we used to view this as, well, you're not in your prime until you're 25 or 26. Well, naturally, when players aren't staying in school 3 years and 4 years, we've moved that timeline up. You generally are what you are by age 22. You don't believe me? Go look at the young players in the league, and by year 2, you're a star. By year 3, you're a superstar in the playoffs, or you don't make it.
Yeah, and yes, I know there are exceptions, folks, before you call up or text.
Oh, you mean the anecdote police? Yeah. So I'm sure they're calling.
Well, look at Jordan Poole and what he's doing.
Yes. He's a sixth man on one of the greatest teams ever assembled.
I understand.
If Jordan Poole's here in Detroit, he'd be mopping floors.
I'm just saying, I'm being preemptive before people say, pick that one guy, like the guy yesterday saying, well, nobody knew what Kobe was going to be. Okay.
Awesome example from 26 years ago. Next. Go ahead. Who's the one guy that would upset you? Give me the one guy where you're squeezing lemons right in your eyeballs.
You know what? It probably would be Keegan Murray, because I just think that you could do a lot better.
You like the upside opportunity.
Right. I do, because at this point, man, if you're going to it's the safe pick. And that's Keegan Murray screams, well, we're just okay with where we are right now.
It's a Pistons pick, is what it is.
And it almost feels as if we're going to kick the can for another year, and then we'll do something. But we'll just take Keegan for right now.
David, one player that makes you want to squeeze lemons in your eyeballs.
You might be surprised by this one. It's Shaedon Sharpe. Shaedon Sharpe for me. I understand the high upside he has, but I'm just not ready to wait.
I'm glad you said it. So here's the price you pay for Shaedon Sharpe. He has not played in a competitive basketball game in 9 months. And that competitive I use loosely. He hadn't played. He is no actual battle-tested film.
But that's what the NBA Vegas League is for.
And I'm saying I don't know what he is.
No, I'm saying they draft him. Yep. He goes and plays in the Vegas League. It's all good.
The reality the reality is that's a kid who probably plays 12 minutes a night as a rookie. You just won't get much from him.
That's a kid who all of a sudden makes Killian Hayes more valuable, because Hayes now has to fill in that role.
Yeah.
And over time, I think their roles will get reversed. But yeah, he's going to probably get 12 something in. Then over time, okay, let's try to get him to 20
minutes. By the end of next year, you're hoping he's able to take on a bigger workload.
Yes.
248-539-9797. So hit me, people. What are we doing at 5 here? You know, I think Rico and I are kind of, we both want Jaden Ivey, but I'm good with Benedict Mathurin, I think. Like, I'm okay with it. I live with it.
Right. And then also, Yes, if any one of the top four guys happen to slide to five, then yes, that's a no-brainer.
I still am very concerned about Chet and the medicals and some things you hear that certain teams have taken him off the board, that certain teams have grave concerns about a potential career-altering issue. Now, I don't have proof of it.
Yeah,
just talk to people in the league.
With Oklahoma, you have so many first-round picks.
Sam Presti could use his draft picks as toilet paper and right. would still have more picks than anyone
else. And that's just it. Oklahoma is the one team that could take a chance because...
And he fits what they want to do, yeah. which is they want seven-footers everywhere, all ball handlers. They want to get up and down. Look, that's the place I want Chet to land.
Yeah. I remember when you first told me, I thought you were joking, and I saw how many first-round picks that Oklahoma has. I'm like...
They literally cannot roster all these picks.
They can't. They're going to have to start giving some away, especially if they start winning. Like... Yeah, and you could have our pick if you want that. Go ahead.
I can't. My screen froze.
No.
David, help me. Help me. The system's crashing. I need you to pull up a call. I need you to.
Here, let me help you.
Yeah, take a caller. Rico, dealer's choice.
All right.
Who's up?
John.
Great.
What's going on?
John in Southfield wins. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? Rico, how you doing?
John,
hey.
You sound pumped up to be here. What's going on?
Sorry, you caught me at work, man. But real quick, I just wanted to touch on the Jeremy Grant trade. I thought about it. I don't like the trade, and the reason why, I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think that if they would have traded him, you know, for anybody that watches the games, you know, I watch every Pistons game. You know, they played 500 ball down the stretch. I'm thinking if they traded him in January or February, they could have got at least what they got for him last night. And they probably would have won less games, which means they'd be picking higher tonight, and the ball would be in their court.
Not you know, technically like, true on the draft order. John, you got to remember they normalize the odds. So basically
right.
everyone—
It's not a guarantee.
Exactly.
Right. And like I said, I don't think it's the end of the world, but for a fan base that's kind of traumatized with the Blake Griffins and the Ben Gordons and Darko Milicic, it's just— a little bit of a weird start to what's hopefully an exciting offseason.
Yeah, and John, listen, and John, Troy Weaver prioritized cap space. That's what he wanted. I'll take less. I'll take a pick in 2050. Fine. I don't care. Just take this dead body, get it off my roster, and I'm not taking any of your recycling back. Which tells me DeAndre Ayton's yours. Suns are not going to match it.
No. They're not. I guess now, is it going to be the max deal? Is it going to be a smaller deal?
Like, oh, no. It'll be the full freight Larry Bird Wright max. Enjoy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.